Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor of Briarwood. It is Thursday, time for another slice of fresh bread. Well, we're in 1 Timothy, we're in chapter 1, and we find ourselves today down to verse 8. Hope you're enjoying our time in this wonderful epistle written to Timothy by the Apostle Paul as he has charged him to go back to Ephesus and minister to this church that needs revitalization. And the first thing to be done is to straighten out the teaching ministry. So you need good teaching. Well, good teaching doesn't take the word to lead people away from the word into endless, meaningless discussions. True teaching uses the word of God to produce the work of the Spirit of God. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Well, guess what? The Spirit of God works with the word of God. And what is the aim of true teaching? Here's what Paul says. True teaching produces love. And that love is a love from a pure heart, a love from a good conscience, and a love from a sincere faith. So outline what true teaching is and remove certain persons who are doing false teaching. Now he says in verse 8, we give another little insight. Now we know that the law is good if one uses it lawfully, understanding this, that the law is not laid down for the just, but for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly and sinners, for the unholy and profane, for those who strike their fathers and mothers, for those who are murderers. The law is for the sexually immoral, men who practice homosexuality, enslavers, liars, perjurers, and whatever else is contrary to sound doctrine in accordance with the gospel of the glory of the blessed God with which I have been entrusted. Now, what is the Apostle Paul telling us? Well, in the gospel ministry, the law should be taught, but it must be taught in its lawful use. The law is there to point out sin. And when the law is there to point out sin, that's the bad news. Now you can tell them about the good news that Jesus saves sinners. And the law is used three ways. The lawful use of the law in a gospel ministry. Now, a gospel ministry does not do away with the law, but it does use the law lawfully. The law isn't presented as something that if you do this, you will be saved, because you can't do it, you won't do it, you haven't done it, and the wages of our sin, which is transgression of the law, that's what sin is. Sin is the transgression of or the lack of conformity unto the law of God in thought, word, or deed by sins of omission and commission. My goodness, every single day we sin. And that's what the law is there for. For sinners, to show us that we're sinners. And its threefold use is this. It shows us we're sinners and sends us to Jesus, who has obeyed the law and taken for us the judgment that God brings for those who disobey the law, and has satisfied the law in both his atonement for our sins and in his righteousness that clothes us. So the law that brings us to our end of ourselves and shows us that we're helpless and hopeless has done its work as bad news to send us to Jesus, who is the good news. Secondly, once we're saved, the law becomes a director, an instrument to show us how to love the Lord with all of our heart, soul, and mind. In other words, the law of God is now useful to teach us how to love the Lord and love our neighbor. So the law becomes the love lines that God has given to us as to direct our lives and how to love him with all our heart, soul, and mind, and how to love others, even as we would love ourselves. And then thirdly, the law, when it is embraced lawfully by God's people and lived out not for salvation, but because we love our Savior, then the law restrains the sins of society. You know, it's like a stop sign. The law is a common grace instrument that keeps sinners from being as sinful as they would be. People inevitably will roll through the stop sign. They'll break the law, but they at least slow down. And that's the way the law of God is. People, unless they're converted, will break the law of God in thought, word, and deed. But at least they slow down, and evil is not as evil as it would be. Therefore, that's its blessing in common grace. Well, I hope that's helpful. I hope that's encouraging to you from the words of the Apostle Paul in 1 Timothy. And we'll be back together tomorrow for another slice of fresh bread. You're the light unto
my bed. For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.